The letter that I received from Mr. Moran at the end of last year stated that he was planning to retire, and his official retirement date will be mid-November, but he ceases work at the hospital at the end of February.
Are you upset at the comments made by Dr. Moran in the newspapers, and obviously they've gone national now? Were you aware of his concerns?
I was aware of his concerns insofar as we're all very, very conscious of the pressures on resources for our services and the need to continue enhancing the services. You're aware yourself we've had a very high demand for our services over the last year and the last number of months in particular. We've responded to that in a variety of ways. And I suppose we often get the very negative publicity around the problems. But as I've pointed out in this show before, we lost a number of beds as a result of the flood. In order to address that, we opened additional beds at the end of October, beginning of November. We have more beds open in the hospital at the moment than we had this time last year. And in the months of November and December, there were no patients counselled for, had no surgeries counselled due to bed pressure.
Are you upset?
That's not been the case for January. We've had a very hard winter with very ill and very sick patients.
And it happens every year, in fairness. I'm not a medical profession, but it happens every January.
It happens every year, and that's why I said we went into this year, this January, with 19 more beds, and our MAU, medical assessment unit, increased from 4 bed capacity to 11 bed capacity. And even still, we've seen the pressures we've had because the population's getting older and we've had some very, very sick patients.
Are you disappointed at the comments from Kevin Moran? Personally, I mean, it's brought the hospital into the local, national headlines, and the remarks are scathing. Are you up?
I would be disappointed for so many of the staff who work and display such brilliant teamwork within the hospital to provide quality patient care.
You think it could have been handled differently?
How it could have been handled, I can only talk about how I handle things from the hospital's perspective, how the hospital as a team work to handle things. Our priority is the maintenance of a safe and clinic quality urology service for the patients of Donegal.
Do you agree with Mr. Moran that he doesn't have access to beds, he doesn't have adequate access to operating theatres, and he can't recruit and retain the staff he needs? Do you agree with that?
Well, there are very significant problems in terms of recruitment of staff in all Irish hospitals at the moment. And the further you are from the main tertiary centres, and we've spoken about this before, the pressures on our non-consultant hospital doctors for recruitment. It's not just in Ireland, it's across the border with our colleagues in Northern Ireland. It is a very real challenge. There's a lot of initiatives ongoing to address that. Over the last number of years, our consultant body has increased from 45 consultants in the hospital to over 52 consultants. We are and continue to grow as a hospital in terms of the range of services. The last number of last 6 weeks in particular, have been very, very challenging in terms of access to beds and capacity.
Do you have a resignation letter from Kevin Moran?
No, I have a letter indicating he's planning to retire
So this article and this coverage has come as a shock to you because you have a retirement letter, not a resignation letter.